No problem. I'll keep him in check, don't worry. And if he tries anything weird, I'll just toss him out into the hallway in his underwear. Aw, why not? Fine, I'll just slap him or something. Yo, so? Exciting, huh? Oh, that? No, that wasn't about you. Okay, you got me. The teachers are worried you're gonna try something weird because you are rooming with a girl. I know. I mean, it's their fault for not reserving enough rooms to fit us all. Hey, that's mean. I do totally count as a girl. It's not my fault that you barely count as a guy. Don't work that out on me. If I'm not a girl, then what are these? Huh? A push-up. You... That's strike one, buddy. Strike one. 3 strikes, and I will toss you out in your underwear. Teachers be damned. Right, whatever. Your apologies are futile. Strikes are permanent. Go, get in. I'm tired and I'm wet. And I'm about to smack you if you're about to say what you're thinking. From the rain, you moron. This place is pretty big. Look, a queen-size bed for me and a carpet for you. Okay, you're already putting your dirty socks all over my bed. Fine, we'll share it. I'm gonna get changed in the bathroom. If I catch you peeking, a strike will be the least of your worries. I'm okay, just, dropped something. Don't worry, and no peeking. Oh my god. Okay, I'm all done. Oh, you changed too in the meantime? Cool. Saves us some time. These hotel sheets are so nice and fluffy, don't you think? Oh, I feel like I'm drowning in a sea of feathers. Oh, it's been such a tiring day walking around in those museums. I wish I'd gotten to shop around a little more, but those are just school trip rules, I guess. What about you? Really? I didn't know we were allowed to do that. Man, you should have told me. I totally would have come with you guys. That's fine. I get that you don't always want me around. But what's that supposed to mean?
I do.
I'm pretty annoying, you know.
You're not supposed to agree with that.
Well, at least I'm not the guy awkwardly complimenting his friend he's in bed with. Seriously, if I didn't know you so well, I could take it a completely different...
Stop laughing! It caught me off guard.
No, I'm not scared. Why would I be scared of a little... let go of your arm? Yeah, sure. It was just a reaction. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, please, please. And don't ever mention it again. I mean it. Ever. Why are you taking my hand? I said I'm fine. I'm not scared of the storm, okay? Okay? Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. You're not allowed to mention it ever again. Why I can't admit it then? That's... Well, I guess... Fine. Since you're not allowed to ever bring it up again anyways, I don't have to hide it. Your hand's really warm. I don't know. I just felt like telling you that it feels nice to hold. Would you mind if I took a little more? I'll show you what I mean. If I turn over to face you like this, and put your arm around me like this, this is No, don't pull away. I'm just saying, if like anyone saw me like this, I'd die on the spot. But it's nice, in a way. In lots of ways. If I'm curled up against your side like this, it's like I'm really little, and it feels like you'd protect me from anything. I don't think I've ever had someone that made me feel like this. I'm sort of rambling here, I guess. I'm always so scared to show the real me, you know? I feel like you'd like me less. People would like me less. You smell nice. Is that weird to say? I've already said it, so it's out there. What are you... stroking my hair? Stop! I'm not some little kid you can just, why does it have to feel so nice? So safe. You're really ruining my image here, you know. No, I don't mind at all. It feels nice to be protected by someone I have known for a long time. Is what I wanted to say. Shh. Don't rush it. You've got 3 nights in here, remember? Let's just spend the first one like this. No more, no less. And maybe next time I'll finish that thought. Now let me rest my head on your chest and sleep. We've got a long day of pretending this didn't happen tomorrow. And maybe... doing it again in the evening. So
so keep me close and shut your eyes and promise that whatever happens when we wake up, I'll still be in your arms.